Time now for Ask the Expert. Want to welcome in my guest today, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Don, nice to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Joey. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good to have you, Don. We get right to it this morning. You have a flag retirement ceremony at Mountain View Memorial Park this coming Saturday, Don. So let's talk about that a little bit and what it's all about.
Absolutely. We've got a flag retirement ceremony at Mountain View Memorial Park on Grassy Hill Road in Boone's Mill this Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And we're going to be discarding and destroying old flags. You know, the flag code says that when a flag is in a condition it's no longer a fitting emblem for display, it should be destroyed in a dignified way, preferably by burning. And we're pleased to have Boy Scout Troop 129 from Boone's Mill that's going to perform the ceremony. They dig a pit and we take the discarded flags and put them in the fire, and it's very moving ceremony and service. And I would invite listeners, if you've got an old tattered flag that's in your garage, you've been putting on a shelf not knowing what to do with, or knowing that you just don't put it out in the garbage, bring it by any of the Evergreen Memorial Trust locations and put it in our flag drop box. It's at the entrance or at the offices of each of our properties.
We're speaking with Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust. And Don, I meant to ask you if you would give our listeners a recap of how Evergreen's Memorial Day ceremony went.
Right. We've got a lot of patriotic things going on at Evergreen Memorial Trust. We had a real nice crowd at Evergreen Burial Park on Saturday the 28th for our Memorial Day ceremony. We had three folks that were portraying veterans of different wars, including Lee Anthony, who portrayed his father, who was a World War I veteran. And Lee had lots of information about the battles that he was in, and it was very interesting, and everyone enjoyed it. Look for another Memorial Day ceremony next year. I want to give a special shout out and thanks to the VFW Post 1264 and the Patrick Henry ROTC for putting out flags. They were assisted by the Good Samaritan Hospice Group. Gary Durick played taps for us and on taps across America. And the DAV Honor Guard gave a salute by fire at our ceremony. So it was a very good day.
Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust with us. And Don, I know you touched on this just a moment ago, but I know you guys at Evergreen take the flag retirement ceremony very seriously. And you mentioned that it is a code that there is a proper way to dispose of a United States flag. But what makes these ceremonies so special for you and for those with Evergreen and those who attend?
Some of these flags have flown in historic locations. We had one a few years ago that had flown above the courthouse and become tattered, and so we were able to, you know, properly, you know, dispose of that. It's just something that sets Evergreen Memorial Trust properties apart from other cemeteries that you might be affiliated with or know about, because we really are involved in our community, and we give back, and we give meaningful service, not only with our burials, but with our day-to-day activities. So we're just proud to be in this community and perform these acts of kindness.
And again, Don, if somebody has a tattered flag that they need to dispose of, you have a drop box.
Drop box at each of our locations at Mountain View Cemetery in Vinton, Mountain View Memorial Park in Boone's Mill, and Evergreen Burial Park in the Raleigh Court, Wasena neighborhoods. There's drop boxes. Just drop your flag in there, and we'll make sure they're properly disposed of this Saturday at 11 at Mountain View Memorial Park.
Okay, Don, if our listeners need information on today's discussion about the flag retirement, even a planning guide that we talk about so much, what's the best way they can get information from you?
Absolutely. Go to our website at evergreenmemorialtrust.com. It's got information about all of those things. We've got a special Niche and Noak Zoom cast that's going to be done on June 14th with Carissa Crow and the Edward Jones Group. There's a link on our website to that, and also a form you can fill out to get a planning guide.
Okay, Don, always good to see you, my friend. We'll talk again here in just a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Joey.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.